is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban fighters on Thursday captured another city, the 10th provincial capital they've seized in a week, as U.S. intelligence says Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, could fall to the insurgents within 90 days. The speed of the Taliban advance has sparked widespread criticism over U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw American troops and leave the Afghan government to fight alone. With the last of the U.S.-led international forces set to leave by the end of this month, the Taliban has taken control of about two-thirds of Afghanistan, having mounted an offensive on multiple fronts. Government forces are finding rural districts too hard to defend. Many have withdrawn to protect Kabul and other cities, prompting thousands of families to flee the provinces in hope of finding safety there. Hong Kong's population declined by 1.2% in the last year, including nearly 90,000 more residents departing than moving into the city, figures released Thursday showed, as Beijing cracks down on dissent and the pandemic kept the finance hub sealed off. The population decrease continues the largest decline since the city began keeping comparable records in 1961 and comes during a period of intense political turmoil. Mid-year population estimates for 2021 show Hong Kong's population stands at about 7.4 million, a decrease of 87,000 from the same time last year. Hong Kong had only once recorded a year of population decline, 0.2% after the SARS epidemic in 2003. The city houses a rapidly aging society, with deaths over the last year outstripping births by 12,000. But the government data also revealed a new cause for population decline, more residents leaving than arriving. This is VOA News. Turkish police on Thursday.